You don't need a starship. Hello once more, my friends, and thank you for being here with me again. I send you a big hug. I am Murray. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. For what I can see, few people understood why I wrote my past three subjects about time travel, and I can see how they can be boring videos, full of numbers and all kinds of explanations that are hard to understand, and even harder to see how all that could be useful to you, in your life, and in your spiritual path. On Earth, everything is fragmented, and separated into compartments, mostly so the human mind can study and understand several things, as independent subjects. Cutting a whole into little understandable pieces, is part of how the human mind works, and it is useful, but it also can prevent the subject from seeing the bigger picture, the whole. This kind of understanding, by fragmenting everything into smaller pieces that are easier to chew, is a consequence of living in an existential realm which is heavily defined by duality, where an object is one thing, and not another, seen as separate, and as counterparts or as opposites. The more conscious awareness you acquire in your spiritual progression, the more you can see and the more you can realize that everything is connected, and one thing ends up defining another, in its very purpose, and existence, to the point where true opposites dictate all what their reverses are, one unable to exist without the other. On Earth and in its culture, even more so in spiritual, awakened and starseed communities, heavily influenced by the New Age movement, technology and spirituality are seen almost as opposites, where one does not believe in the other, where technology is seen as something that even prevents spiritual growth. And where technology is seen as a destroyer of everything beautiful, as a cold invader for matters of the spirit. But as you progress in your spiritual and conscious awareness evolution, you can see that science and technology don't have to go against spirituality, because it all depends on who is developing it, how, and for what purpose. Even more so this is the case with many advanced interstellar cultures and societies, where it is spirituality that guides technology, and where instead of interfering with one another, they complement each other as part of the same, and for the equal purpose, the better understanding of the cosmos, and of existence itself. The more you understand how everything interrelates, and how everything is connected, the higher your existential realm will be, because your consciousness awareness has expanded, and the greater your existential realm is, the more duality will fade away into oneness, as you are closer to Source. Knowing that everything defines the other, and what exists defines everything else, is integration, and integration is love, because love is making something part of yourself. All I said in my past few videos about time travel is connected to spirituality, but I know few can see the connection, perhaps only those of you who have been following me for a while. Let me translate what I said in my past videos. Translate from a technological speech full of mathematical matrices and starship engines managing electromagnetic plasma frequency outputs. This is an extract from my last video titled, Basic Principles for Real-Time Travel, Third Part. Please bear with me with where I'm going. Quote, a starship travels through time using the gravity mass energy map of the destination, changing its own numerical gravity mass energy matrix, so it fits into the one of the destination, and it does this by immersing the entire starship inside a high energy bubble, made of computer-controlled electromagnetic frequencies. What it does, is insert the gravity mass energy mathematical footprint of the ship, into the mathematically precise and predictable, gravity mass energy numerical matrix of the destination. This means that the ship will change the gravity mass energy matrix that forms it, so it no longer fits into the mathematical matrix of where it was, and forcing it to fit only inside the mathematically precise gravity mass energy of the destination. End quote. These highly technological phrases can be translated into spiritual words and terms, which mean exactly the same, this next way. You travel through time and space by becoming a match to the vibration of where and when you want to go. It is your vibration that dictates how you will perceive the illusory external world you call your experimental reality. When your vibration becomes a match with what you want, whatever it is, be it a situation or a place in time, and you will be there. You are not transported to that situation you want to experience. You are not attracting anything to you, because it is you who has become the situation, and you only live it, you experience it by experiencing yourself, because that what you live in your experience is only a mirror of who you are. All the technological speech of my past videos about time travel is nothing more than a scientific variety of the law of mirrors, or of the law of attraction, same thing, although I insist that I don't agree with the last name, because you are not attracting anything to you, you only become what you seek. All that a starship is doing is becoming compatible with its destination, that's all. And all that high technology applied to starships is based on profound knowledge about spirituality, existential densities, and on consciousness. All that was said in my past videos is to illustrate once more, and from yet another angle, that everything is consciousness, and why. And this has profound implications, once it is well understood, because all that a starship and its elaborate engines and mechanisms are doing is emulating consciousness. They are forcing a vibration onto its components, so they become compatible with another situation in the illusory matrix of time and space. For those people, like me, who have experienced what a starship can do, who have traveled in space and in time, it becomes quite clear that the past still exists, and so does the future. Furthermore, you can see that there are as many multiple pasts as there are multiple futures, which I can also express as in multiple potential pasts as there are multiple potential futures as well. Because the flow of time, from past to present to future, is only one more illusion of the mind. And the past always exists, because all we need is to be transported back to that situation, to that experience, is to become vibrationally compatible with it. All situations, therefore all moments in time exist in higher existential realms, where time and space do not exist as we know them, and where ultimately they do not exist at all, as they are only illusions of the mind. This means that there is no death, or only a scene from the experience of someone who is living the illusion of the material realms. The death of a loved one is a real and terrible experience, I'm not denying that, but it is part of the experience of living in a biological body. Because from above, from higher realms where your true essence resides, there can never be any destruction of the conscious mind. There is a profound transformation there, yet never destruction. You are on Earth, in a biological body and a lockdown experience for a reason, and you decided to have that experience, no one forced you into it, and it will be profoundly enriching for your spiritual growth, for your path of remembering that you are nothing other than Source. All the soul traps others talk about, inescapable reincarnation, samsara wheels and so on, are also part and are also a product of the mind, and its circumstances while incarnated in a biological body. Yes, they can be real, because everything consciousness can think about is real, and can be manifested into existence, like egregores, for example, but so can they be dissolved. No soul gets lost on Earth, or anywhere else, no matter where a biological body finds its death, its demise, all souls find their way back home. Their way back as an experience, because they have never left home, as all the material realms, on Earth and in space, are only products of the mind, of consciousness. The universe, all of it, all that has ever existed, exists, and will exist, is a creation of consciousness. Everything is an egregore, manifested by mind and thought. A nuts and bolts starship is simply another way to manipulate reality, for an experience, and it is similar to a simple airplane. You don't ultimately need a starship, you already have one, your body, as they both work the exact same way. Manage the frequency and the vibration of your body with your mind, with your thoughts which are vibrations, and you will become compatible with whatever you are a match with. You have to become what you seek, your vibration must be a match to it, to whatever you want. Technically, you can go back in time with no starship, using only mind and consciousness. If you haven't done so already, it's because you are still at a level where you need to understand and master many other concepts before you can. The whole idea of having a material body is to learn by being in an illusory locked position, with heavy limits, yet they are only illusory. To be at that level, you must be a light being, which you already are. All you must do is remember your true essence. I don't like to mention names of New Age people, but a famous character has said that Pleiadians travel in a Merkaba made of their own consciousness. Merkaba also means vehicle, by the way. He should rather say that some Pleiadians travel in a Merkaba made of their own consciousness, because there are many levels, many densities, and existential realms in the Pleiades, as everywhere else, and what he is saying can only relate to those in higher existential realms. But beings in those high realms no longer are local, they are everywhere as they are outside the illusions of time and space as we know them. Therefore they are not, only, Pleiadians, as they are cosmic beings, who belong everywhere. Living on Earth and in a biological body, does not limit you in any way, as you can achieve everything and anything from there, and as we always say, the only thing that limits you, is the idea that you are limited. I hope that with this video, I could make myself clear as to why those sordid technological subjects are also extremely important for everyone's spiritual evolution. Therefore, to escape the matrix. Thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing and subscribing, I appreciate it a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. Take care. With much love, your friend, Marie Soirou.